This is Dr. William R. Glaze, Senior Pastor of Bethany Baptist Church in Pittsburgh. As the founder and CEO of Anchored in Jesus radio broadcast, I'm grateful that you are listening to us. As a thank you for tuning into our program, we invite you to go to our website, www.anchoredinjesus.org, and subscribe to our weekly devotional. Everyone who subscribes will receive their choice of either an Anchored in Jesus coffee mug or Anchored in Jesus t-shirt. The promotion will run now through Friday, November 24th. At the end of the promotion, we will have a drawing and randomly two names. Each of these two individuals will receive a basket of Anchored in Jesus merchandise, including one of my books entitled Heaven, Answers for Today, Hope for Tomorrow. Also, we'd love to hear your thoughts about our program. Please go to our website, www.anchoredinjesus.org, and leave a comment. We look forward to hearing from you.
Welcome to Anchored in Jesus, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder of the Pittsburgh Institute of Biblical Studies, author and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. This is Sonia Hall thanking you first half, free economy. So let's join Dr. Glaze for the first half of a stress-free economy.
I'm going to ask that you would open in your Bibles today to the Gospel of Matthew, Matthew chapter 6. And it just seems like God just keeps tagging on messages to this one message that I started on God's economy. And each week he seems to just lay something different on my heart. And so this week we want to look at God's economy. And the subtitle of the message is this: a stress-free economy. That if you are on God's economy, if that you are on God's financial program, that it's a stress-free program. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 25, Jesus says, "Therefore I say unto you, don't worry. Be not anxious for your life, what you shall eat, or what you shall drink, or for your body, what you shall put on it. Is not your life more than food? And is not your body more than clothes?" If God is taking care of your life, if God is taking care of your body, surely he can provide food and clothes. Behold, look at, meditate on, stare at the fowl of the air. Hey man, they don't sow, right? They don't get out there and sow seed. Neither do they reap, nor do they have barns where they gather their food. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. My brothers and sisters, aren't you much better than the birds? You are created in the image of God. He didn't say that of any animal. That he said, "Let us make man in our image." And it said that he made the birds after their kind. Wow. Look at that distinction. Are you not much better than they? And which one of you? And this verse right here actually has two interpretations. One interpretation says, which one of you, by being anxious or by worrying, can add 18 inches to their height? You might want to play in the NBA, right? You might want to play for the world champion, San Francisco, Golden State Warriors, but you're too short. You can't go somewhere and stand in the corner and worry and worry and worry and add 18 inches to your height. That's what a cubit is. But another translation says, which of you by worrying can add any time to your life? Right? You can't do it. And why are you anxious for clothes? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. Just look at the lilies. They don't get out there and work up a frenzy. They don't get out there and toil. They don't get out there and spin and go through all kind of motions. Yet I say unto you that Solomon, in all his royal regalia, his crown, his robe, his train, his jewelry, his necklaces, all the splendor of the king, he was not arrayed like one of these lilies. Now look at this. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, now, if you've cut your grass, right, we know that now the grass is not growing as fruitful as it was earlier because the sun and the rain. So those of us who don't like getting out there every week, right, we haven't had to get out there this week because it's not growing like it was. But just think about your grass when you cut it. That here is this grass in the height of the spring, right? Flourishing, green, sprouting up, looking good. And then you got the nerve to go out there and cut it down. You got the nerve to go cut the grass down. Jesus said, if you go out there and cut down the grass, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, and God is taking care of the grass, shall he not much more clothe you? Oh, you of little faith. Therefore I say unto you, be anxious, don't worry about anything, what you shall eat, or what you shall drink, or what you shall be clothed. Now look at this, don't miss this, because here is the separation between God's economy and the world's economy in this very verse right here. Verse 32 is the separation between God's economy and the world's economy. For all these things do the Gentiles seek, the world's economy. The Gentiles are in the world's economy. For your heavenly Father. Oh, now we're switching economies now. We're moving into God's economy. For your heavenly Father knoweth the things that you have need of. But seek ye first God's economy. Be a part of God's economy. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And when you are in God's economy, all these things will be taken care of. All these things will be added unto you. Be therefore not anxious about tomorrow. For tomorrow will be anxious for the things of itself. You got enough to worry about today that you don't need to worry about tomorrow. Sufficient unto the day is the evil. This day got enough evil in it for you to worry about that you don't have to worry about the evil of tomorrow. Father, we come to you today and we ask that you would continue to speak to our heart and that we as your people would realize the value of being in your economy. From the youngest to the old of us, Lord, that we would see that when we operate in your economy, Lord, that you will take care of us, that you will meet our needs. And Lord, even if it's not taken care of the way that we think it should be taken care of, we know that what we have, as the songwriter said, great is thy faithfulness. All that I needed, thy hand hath provided. My. All that I need, your hand has provided. Great is your faithfulness. And so, Lord, we thank you that when we get in your economy, that we have a faithful God who will take care of us and provide what we need. As we get into the word today, we invite the congregation to come and dine. The master's calling, come and dine. You can feast at Jesus' table anytime. He who fed the multitudes and turned the water into wine. Come and dine. The master's calling, come and dine. Feed us, Lord, at your table. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. The world's economy is what the Gentiles seek after. The unsaved folk, they are wrapped up in the world's economy, and they operate according to the world's economy. But in God's economy, we see here that our Heavenly Father knows that we what we have need of, and he will make sure that we have what we need. God's economy is a stress-free economy. The stress of this world's economy, look at this. According to the American Psychological Association, 72% of Americans feel stressed out about money at some time. 72% of Americans feel stressed out about money. I'd like to propose to you today that maybe those individuals are the ones that are living according to the world's economy. The stress of the world's economy. Many people today are feeling overwhelmed by money worries. I'm sure if we took a poll here today and asked people by a show of hands, how many of you are feeling the stress? How many of you are overwhelmed by money issues? That we may have some, and maybe more than we think, that fall into this category. Some are dealing with being overwhelmed because they've lost their job, right? I know people that last year had a job, this year they don't have a job. But because they were in God's economy, God took care of them. Yeah, God took care of them. Some people are dealing with escalating debt, and they feel the stress of that escalating debt. And some are dealing with unexpected expenses, things that you didn't plan on having to purchase. And see, the good thing about being in God's economy, number one, God knows if you're going to lose your job. Number two, God knows if something is going to break down that you don't even know about. He already knows about it. It didn't take, you know, when your washing machine broke down, when your car broke down, it didn't take God by surprise. God didn't wasn't sitting up and, oh my goodness, I didn't know that was going to happen. God knew that it was happening. So we see that there is stress in this world's economy. But notice the things that are covered in God's economy. God's economy, God says this, that in verse 25, he will take care of food. In verse 25, he says he'll take care of your drink. Now, we're not talking about the spirited drinks, right? We're talking about drinks that sustain you, sustain your body, right? He said in verse 27, things that sustain your life, that he will provide for you. What do you need to sustain your life? God says that I will provide that for you. And in verse 28, he says that he will take care of our clothing. You know, I think of the Israelites, and they were in the wilderness for 40 years. They wandered in the wilderness. And the Bible says in those 40 years, their shoes didn't wear out, neither did their clothes wear out. 40 years. I know I've had shoes that, you know, after 1 year or 2 years, you know, they start, you know, I start walking on the sides of them, right? Because the outside is worn out, man. You walking on the side of them. I remember one time when I was in seminary, I had one pair of dress shoes, and they actually wore a hole in the bottom. And I had to put a piece of cardboard in the bottom of the shoe, right? God took care of the Israelites in the wilderness. 40 years, he kept their shoes from wearing out. That's when you're in his economy. You're in the world's economy. You got to foot the bill. You got to pay for these things. But if you're in God's economy, he will provide what you need. Let me share with you three things today in God's economy. Three things about being in God's economy, all right, that absolutely takes the stress out of it. The first thing is this. In God's economy, stress and worry are not options. Let that sink in. In God's economy, stress and worry are not options. Look what he says in verse 25. He says, "Therefore I say unto you, be not anxious," or "don't worry." Now, this word in the Greek language is in the imperative mood. And we know that the imperative means that it's a command. You know, this is not a suggestion. This is not something that that Jesus is saying, well, you know, take this into consideration. You know, why don't you think about this? No, this is in the imperative mood. And you know what it means? Basically, it means if you are worrying, stop. And if you are not worrying, don't start. So what is Jesus saying here? Jesus is saying, this is worry, that when you're in God's economy, worry is not an option. Now, let me further elucidate this by sharing with you the words of a commentator, William Barclay. Some of you may have his commentary, William Barclay. And this is what he says of Matthew chapter 6 verses 25 through 34. He says, "It is not ordinary prudent foresight, such as becomes a man, that Jesus forbids." Let me read that again. "It is not ordinary prudent foresight, such as becomes a man, that Jesus forbid. It is worry." It is worry. He's saying that for you to sit down and plan, for you to sit down and think about, you know, I owe this bill, I owe that bill, I got to pay this, and for you to be responsible and take responsibility in paying these things, that's not what Jesus is talking about. Jesus is talking about worrying. Jesus is not advocating a shiftless, thriftless, reckless, thoughtless, improvident attitude to life. He is forbidding a careworn, worry-filled, which takes all the joy out of life. In other words, and say something. I've said it from this pulpit before. I'm going to say it again, and that is, worrying is a sin. It's a sin. I mean, you know, I can't help it. You know, I just, you know, if I have things, financial issues, then, you know, I have a tendency to think about the, and I'm going to tell you right now, you're sinning. That, I'm not saying that. Jesus is saying that, right? The next time you begin to worry, and you know, sometimes we want to think, well, you know, that's an emotion that, you know, I can't control. It's something that comes up, and, you know, I just can't overcome it, and you know, God understands that. Wait one minute. You gonna sit there and tell me that God, who is the one who is providing for you and says that I'll take care of all your needs, and that you start worrying, you gonna tell me that God is all right with that? Again, this is not scripture, right? But the song, "Great is thy faithfulness." All that I, you know, this is supported by scripture though. "All that I needed, thy hand hath provided." If what I have, God has provided, and I'm in a state of worrying, then what does that say to God? God, you're not meeting my need the way that I think you should meet it. My brothers and sisters, that's not pleasing to the Lord. if we are worrying about our finances. Again, we need to be responsible. We need to be concerned. We need to be wise. We need to take care of. So I'm saying all that. But one thing God did not tell us to do was to worry. God says, I got that. God says, I got you. I got you. Now, you know, sometimes we have to contextualize things because we live in America and there are people around the world that are starving. There are people around the world that are homeless, right? And well, what about them? Well, I'm going to tell you this, that God got them too. God, you should read the testimonies of people that have been persecuted and how they continued to trust God with their lives. You know, just read, you know, so Torture for Christ. You know, read books that deal with Christians who are being persecuted around the world. And their food is cut off. They are taken from their home. And yet still they trust God. Here we live in America, the land of abundance. If we can't go buy our latte at Starbucks, oh my goodness, what am I going to do? That means I got to go buy Sunoco and buy it. Right? So worry is when you worry about financial things. Now again, maybe some of the reason why people worry is because they haven't been financially responsible. You've been irresponsible. And you got into a position because of your own doing. But I'm saying this, that if you've been faithful, let me go back and use a saying from the hood, if you've handled your business, right? If you've handled your business, God got you. God got you. And God says, look, in case you think I'm joking, God says, look at my faithfulness to the birds. Look at my faithfulness to the birds. He said in verse 26, behold the fowl of the air. That word behold means to look at with the mind. That's the technical meaning, to look at with your mind. So in other words, what does that mean? Meditate on the birds. He said, unless you think I'm joking about me taking care of you, all you have to do is look at nature and look at the birds of the air. I like in some churches when pastor. Now, I'm not a hooping pastor, so, I don't necessarily get this response, right? But if pastors are hooping and they got something to hoop about, I don't have a problem with it. And sometimes when the pastors get up and they start hooping, right? And if there's a bunch of preachers in the audience, what do? They stand up, and what do? Right? They stand up. And what did it mean?
Thank you for joining us today on Anchored in Jesus. Tune in next time for the conclusion. If you would like to request an audio copy of today's message, A Stress-Free Economy, you can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org and request A Stress-Free Economy. That's anchoredinjesus.org and request A Stress-Free Economy. Or call us at 877-831-5060. Keep in mind, the entire series, God's Economy, is made available by request. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view many of the other teachings by Dr. Galais. Dr. Galais is the author of 10 books. For more information about these resources and how to order, visit anchoredinjesus.org, call 877-831-5060. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you would like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. Once again, that website is anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send your financial contribution to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. It's through your prayers and gifts that we remain on the air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, comes from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. Now for Dr. Glaze and our volunteer staff, I'm Sonia Hall reminding you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.